I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The enduring legacy of Oregon poetry will be honored by the Windfall Reading Series in Eugene at the Downtown Eugene Public Library on September 19th with a reading by Eric Muller and four other prominent poets featured in his new book, Durable Goods, Appreciations of Oregon Poets. Eric Muller is a widely published poet and Oregon Book Award finalist who was also awarded the Stuart Holbrook Award for service to Oregon's literary community. He's here at KLCC. Thanks for coming in, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
Well, Durable Goods focuses on the work of six particular poets. Why these particular six?
It was a personal choice, but it was a personal choice that was framed by looking at poets who had, who were career poets, not necessarily paid well for what they were doing, but working at it for many, many years and having a pretty good backlog of titles. These are favorites of mine. I could call them, bedside table poets for whose books I looked forward to and kept track of, came in for most of them at the first book that they had and continued to the period when I wrote the essays. The four living poets who we'll be seeing at the library Tuesday have written more since the essays that I wrote were done. So that was the grouping, involved with these people, getting to know them more and more as friends and kind of in service and homage to their work. Richard Danclef was the first, and he was a man who did not have a lot of publicity, very quiet voice, not a very good public reader. And he was broken down when Ann and I, my wife and I, befriended him in Corvallis, and I organized a reading for him at the Corvallis Public Library, and Clem Stark, Anita Sullivan, poets who knew him in Corvallis, read. And I realized at that point, I want to write something about Richard. And that was the start. And John Witte, who was the editor at that point of Northwest Review, was very receptive to printing these essays. And I was able to print three of six with him. So that was, a good halfway, halfway up the mountain or halfway across the plains, whatever you want to call it, that got me into conceiving this collection as six poets.
Were there particular qualities in their poetry that you found drew you to their work? Is there a commonality in their work?
The book is not an attempt to generalize about Oregon poets. I've attempted that elsewhere and failed. It's a really hard thing to do, very chancy thing to do. I would say, aside from my affection for the people and for their work, these are six poets whose works are very varied, but I think they're accessible, comprehensible, and I think all six of them show an interesting evolution if you take their work, as I have in these essays, as a whole, and trace out maybe major themes or changes in style, different kinds of experiences that come in, later in life, and how that gets factored into the work.
How do you see a sense of place, Oregon itself, reflected within their work?
I think only one of the poets is Oregon-born, and that's Paul Ann Peterson, Portland. The others, we could call newcomers. There is a sense of discovery in some of these writers, particularly Clem Stark, who comes as a carpenter into the state and refurbishes an old house. His workplaces are in the Willamette Valley, and the landscapes of going to and fro are very much comprehensible, to people who live up valley like us. Barbara Drake, born in Kansas, but growing up in Coos Bay, again, with a very natural touch for coastal things, for working class things, for quirks in the variety of characters that she's encountered throughout her life. I think those are two. Kenneth Hansen, who is one of the deceased poets, grew up in Idaho, educated in Washington, but he traveled a lot. I'd say Greece is the main place in his work. That's odd. Richard Danclef from Nebraska, I believe it was, a lot of Midwest stuff and a lot of interest in his masterpiece book called Westerns, the history of crossing the plains and, you know, coming into the West, coming into the Mountain West particularly, not a whole lot about Oregon per se. So it's not, you know, I would say there are other anthologies, not necessarily essays, that have more of a Northwest flavor maybe than what this book has. What this book has that I think is distinctive is that it takes a long view of each of these poets, 30, 40 pages. It includes a small anthology for each of them. And it really offers a kind of response that I don't think we often see for poets who are kind of shelved to one side as regional. You know, that is, they live in a small state without a strong megaphone to get across the continent. So this is a different kind of book. There are book reviews, there are blurbs, there are introductions to readings. These are all writings about, sayings about poetry. To write something longer and more extended, and I have to congratulate Sue Rosenau, Rivers and Mountains press editor, for doing this. The Poetry Press, but she realized the importance of commenting, of fully responding in a contemporary setting. So I'm taking a chance on these six. They're durable, maybe. They're good. I know that. But, you know, will other people think that? So it's a kind of a crapshoot on a long-range wish.
In that long-range wish, I mean, you've been a poet for over 50 years. What do you think poetry really contributes to our social and cultural dialogue that's different from other forms of expression?
That's a tough one. I'm certainly, as an editor, I edited magazines. I had a book series, Trap Rock, 30 different titles, Oregon Poets All. I've really thought about community and place and the role of poetry in it. I would have to say that writing about our region has a particularly telling quality to it. It's about us. It's about now. It's about here, that we don't find necessarily elsewhere. That's why we love people like Ken Kesey and so forth. But I think in terms of your broader question, you know, what does poetry give us if we're bold enough to encounter it? I would say it's an education in the emotions. We are getting steered emotionally by mass media and politicians, you know, and we know how crude that is and how superficial and even pernicious. What we have in poetry, you know, could be upsetting. Imagination can go places that are very troublesome. But I'm hoping in the craft of the poet, we're taken into a safe space where we can explore anything. I mean, Shakespeare takes us to King Lear, right? And Oedipus Rex. You know, we face the terrible in literature. And it's a much more comprehensible experience than facing the terrible in the news, as reported by, you know, a governor or president, or face to face. So it's a very important medium that, you know, between us and experience, we're a sensitive person, sensitive to language, sensitive to perceiving things out there and in themselves. Bring all that together. And that's a pretty amazing thing.
Poetry on the page is one art form. Poetry in readings and an event with several people is another art form. So how does this translate from the book to the event at the Windfall Reading Series?
Well, this is not a slam event. It's not an event where poets have memorized their work. This is an interesting trend in delivering poetry toward the more oral and in some ways the more dramatic. All four of the poets that we'll be hearing, Lex Runciman, Barbara Drake, Clem Stark, Paul Ann Peterson, I'm not reading poetry, I'm going to be sort of the MC, are all very, very seasoned readers. They are captivating, one, because their work is captivating, in my opinion, but two, they also know how to deliver it their way. I remember having an office at Southwestern Oregon Community College in Coos Bay with a speech teacher. And he said, you know, people really don't know how to deliver poetry. Robert Frost does a terrible job. And I had to disagree with you, Stan, if you're listening, because I thought Robert Frost did the very right thing for his work. It was not canned. It was not an oral interp class, you know, where he had learned a couple of rhetorical tricks or gestures or, you know, things with tone. This was the work of the poet, genuine from that point of view, in a voice that seemed to be granite-like and gnarly and cross, you know, it seemed like the right thing. And I think these poets, too, whose voices are very different, read appropriately for their work.
How has it impacted your own writing to be studying, writing about, interacting with these other great poets?
It has impacted me, and I think it's impacted me in a good way. I'm not a person who is daunted by reading poets better than I am. Some of my favorites are Wallace Stevens, Walt Whitman, Emily Dickinson. You know, that's my American food as a poet. But when I study other poets, publish other poets, write reviews of other poets, I'm reminded over and over again of two things. And you've covered this already, Eric. That is the importance of poetry in our culture. And two, the need to reflect and respond for the sake of the culture, but also for the sake of the poets in their ongoing struggle, I think, for most of them, but labor, let's say labor, to get on to whatever the next thing is, the new poem, the new book, the new style. So both of those things are very, very important to me, and they reflect back on me as a writer because, you know, I want to have poems that are significant, that communicate, and that somehow lodge, you know, within our community in a vital way in the moment and, you know, possibly in a way that could be called a durable good. You know, I don't worry about that. I worry about writing within a very good nest of influences and inspiration.
Well, thank you so much for bringing your durable words and for gathering the durable words of others together in the book and the event. Very appreciated.
You're very welcome, Eric. Thank you.
Eric Muller, author of the new book, Durable Goods, Appreciations of Oregon Poets, on Mountains and Rivers Press. Eric Muller and four of the featured poets in the book, including Barbara Drake, Paul Ann Peterson, Clement Stark, and Lex Runciman, will appear in the Windfall Reading Series at the Downtown Eugene Public Library on Tuesday, September 19th at 6 p.m. It is free. For more on Durable Goods, mountainsandriverspress.org. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.